You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a hurricane? The term that's used by meteorologists, those are the scientists who study the weather, is cyclone or tropical cyclone. While the words hurricane and typhoon can be used for cyclone, it's really where the cyclone forms that determines what it's called. Hurricane refers to cyclones that form in the Atlantic Ocean or the eastern part of the Pacific Ocean around the Americas. Typhoon refers to cyclones that form in the western Pacific Ocean around Asia. And cyclone is used when it forms south of the equator in the South Pacific or Indian Ocean. Some of the characteristics of hurricanes, tropical cyclones, are that they're a low air pressure system, just like thunderstorms or snowstorms. They form over warm tropical ocean water. This warmth is what provides it with energy to grow in size and intensity. As water evaporates from the warm ocean surface, it feeds the storm, fueling cloud formation. They'll often have a cloud-free central region called the eye. Hurricanes have minimum wind speeds of 74 miles per hour. According to the National Weather Service's Hurricane Center, at these minimum wind speeds, there can be damage to the roof and siding of buildings, broken tree branches, and toppled utility poles. Hurricanes are incredibly damaging and dangerous. Part of it is their size. They're massive. If you look at a weather map, when a hurricane makes landfall, moves on, and dissipates, they're covering over a third of the United States. Water, called a storm surge, is pushed in front of the approaching hurricane and causes flooding. And tornadoes can spin off from the hurricane when it makes landfall. And as if those aren't bad enough, rainfall from the hurricane can produce inland floods and cause drowning deaths hundreds of miles away from the coast. Here's a fun and only semi-messy experiment to try with your kids. Get a really large plastic bowl or bucket, fill it with water. Using a large spoon, spin the water faster and faster. When the water is moving really fast, stop stirring and add a few drops of food coloring to the center. Notice the motion of the drops. Then pour out the water and do the experiment a second time. But this time, add the drops of food coloring near the edge of the bucket, not the center. Notice what happens and compare. Well, we've just learned a little bit about hurricanes. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.